Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. Joined by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden, along with Alex Talich, we're talking some Packers football. We could be talking about a Packers preseason victory over the Oakland Raiders this past Friday. We could be spending today breaking that game down, the most recent game since our last episode of Railbird Central. But no, we are going to talk injuries on today's show. Over the weekend, in the aftermath of the Packers win over the Raiders, in which they did look good. Maybe I'll get to the game a little bit later. But the Packers suffer a rash of injuries that is going to impact this team this season. Injuries to B.J. Raji, J.C. Treader, and Brad Jones are just the latest injuries in what has been a injury-plagued few years for the Green Bay Packers. This year appears to be no exception. It had been good up to this point. You know, the Packers had lost wide receiver Jared Abradaris and offensive lineman Don Barclay to the season, but they weren't even starters, you know. Yeah, they were going to be contributors and add to the depth, but you felt like, at least they weren't expected to play big roles for the Packers. And now this happens, and the Packers do indeed have injuries to people who are expected to play big roles. Let's take each of these one at a time, I guess. No guest on the show today, so we're going to break this down intimately here at Railbird Central on a Monday morning. The injury to B.J. Raji. It happened during the Raiders game. I think everybody held their breath during the game when they heard, you know, B.J. Raji exited the game. But, you know, you can understand during a game itself that, you know, the team just wants to be cautious. Where it's something minor, but they just don't want him to go back out there and injure it further. Raji was observed with ice tape to his arm after the game. Well, all it takes is one day later, by Saturday, and the extent of the injury is known. Raji has a torn biceps and will be lost for the entirety of the 2014 Green Bay Packers season. Even though he hasn't been placed on injured reserve yet, so it hasn't been made official or anything, it looks to be only a matter of time before this does indeed happen. Mike McCarthy was asked yesterday whether any of these injuries looked like they might be, you know, the team gets to place one player on short-term injured reserve. One player. So they have to use that designation wisely. A guy who will miss the first 6 weeks of practice of the regular season and can't play until after week 8 of the regular season, or maybe that's the earliest he can return. But I forget the exact definition of short-term injured reserve, whether it's at week 8 or after week 8. But anyway, Raji is not a candidate for short-term injured reserve, according to Mike McCarthy, going to be lost for the season. And of course, the question is, where do the Packers go from here at the nose tackle position that Raji was supposed to play? Perhaps surprisingly, the Packers have not signed either of their former defensive linemen whose contracts expired this offseason, both on the free agent market, either Ryan Pickett, who has been a true nose tackle for the Packers, or Johnny Jolly, who's also kind of played, you know, tackle slash end for the Packers, defensive lineman, able to line up all over the line. Each has their pros and cons. Pickett is the pro, is that he's big and he's experienced and he's played the true nose tackle position. The downside is that he's 34 years old and is, you know, on the downside of his career and may or may not have much left in the tank. With Johnny Jolly, the pros are that he's younger, I think by 3 years, than Ryan Pickett. Although he isn't the true nose tackle type there, or at least hasn't played that in Green Bay. The cons are, I guess that's a con, but also that he's coming off a neck injury from last season as well. That has kind of clouded his future and how much he'll be ready. I guess, the one point is that the Packers, these guys are available at any time. You know, as long as they remain free agents, the Packers can sign these guys, at any moment should they choose. For the time being, the Packers are going with basically a trio of candidates to fill Raji's absence, and I suppose it's not going to come down to any one player. I mean, defensive line, there's always been a rotation on the defensive line. You know, yeah, some there are very few three down players who are going to play every snap of a football game. You know, that happens some positions, like offensive linemen rarely come off the field, defensive backs, the starters, rarely come off the field, but defensive linemen rotated in and out heavily. I mean, the guy who they're going to bank on the most, the guy who's A, the healthiest, and B, the most experienced, and he's not even that experienced, is second-year defensive lineman Josh Boyd. He's a big guy. He's promising. The issue with Josh Boyd is he's 310 pounds compared to BJ Raji's 337 pounds. So he weighs 27 pounds less than BJ Raji. There's not quite as much girth there, as Raji had, which does concern you at the nose tackle position. Now, do you have to be 340 pounds to play nose tackle in the NFL? No, you don't. Thankfully, you don't have to be that big. But, I mean, it can help, especially when you're sitting there and it's third and one, fourth and one. It's a goal line type of play. You want that big anchor, so as not to get pushed out of the way. But that being said, being lighter, being quicker helps in certain regards too. And it just matters how strong you are, not how much you weigh. And you hope Josh Boyd has some of those qualities. Even though he's a little lighter, hopefully he's strong enough to handle it. Hopefully he's a little bit quicker than BJ Raji. 27 pounds less, you can maybe get by somebody a little faster than maybe Raji could, but Raji had a pretty good first step as well. Josh Boyd is going to be relied upon to kind of be the guy for the time being, although the Packers going to also rely upon undrafted rookie Mike Pennell out of Colorado State Pueblo, who's had an incredible preseason. Even before the injury, it looked like Mike Pennell would be one of those undrafted rookies to defy the odds and make the Packers 53-man roster. But if there was any doubt that he was not going to make the Packers roster, it's pretty much guaranteed in the wake of the news to BJ Raji. Mike Pennell will be making the team. He's a guy who does have the girth. He's like in the same weight range as BJ Raji, pushing 340 bills. Mike Pennell is a big man. He moves well. He's had a very good training camp, a very good preseason. Every game so far, he's showed up and has done a very, very good job. Now, the thing is, though, he's just an undrafted rookie. There's a whole heck of a lot of difference than coming out of Colorado State Pueblo last season, not even a Division 1A school. I think that's an FCS classification there of college football. It's a major step up to what he's going to be facing in the regular season in the NFL. What Mike Pennell has done so far has been against backups in the preseason. Not to say he hasn't gotten a few snaps here and there with the first string on a rotational basis, but he's been primarily playing against backup players in the preseason. We'll see if he can take that big step up. Like I said, he's got the girth. I mean, you certainly you know, on running situations and fourth and one, third and one. You'd like to have a big body out there like that, and maybe he will. We'll see how big his role is as the Packers get ready to start the regular season. There's no bigger, platform than the opening kickoff game against the defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks on the road. That would not be an easy environment for Mike Pinnell to be making his NFL regular season debut, but the Packers may have no choice but to go in his direction. At least he's been playing well. We'll see how well he fares, you know, when the games actually count, and he's playing against starters, when he's lined up across from Seahawks Pro Bowl center Max Unger in the NFL regular season opener. And finally, the Packers going to rely upon LaTroy Guyon, who they've been counting on since the offseason. One of two Packers free agents they signed this offseason, from the Minnesota Vikings formerly. The unfortunate part of LaTroy Guyon, who is also in the 310-pound range, he's been on the team's non-football injury list since the eve of training camp, apparently suffered a hamstring injury just training on his own before the start of the season, has not practiced for the Packers since, has not been taken off the NFI list. And really, time is running out here on LaTroy Guyon to come back. Today might be the cutoff. It's the last Packers week of training camp here, and they have off tomorrow on Wednesday, not going to practice at all. They do have one, pre-game practice on Wednesday, the day before the game. I'm not sure that's enough time for LaTroy Guyon to come back. Today might be the cutoff date, whether LaTroy Guyon gets ready for the regular season or not. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball in front of me, but boy, it would sure be tough for Guyon to be able to not practice this week, not play this week, but maybe they take him off for the start of the regular season. I don't know. Maybe the situation is that dire that they could do that, with the lack of depth on the defensive line in wake of B.J. Raji's injury. But boy, oh boy, John on the live blog points out here, he says, I still wonder if Guyon will go on the PUP list to start the season. And that's a very valid point. As long as Guyon doesn't practice, he's not taken off the NFI list, he is eligible for the PUP list to start the regular season. Once again, though, you are out for at least you can't practice the first 6 weeks of the regular season, can't play for the first 8 weeks. He would be out then for quite a while. So the Packers couldn't rely on LaTroy Guyon for quite a while if indeed they went that route. I know, reporters have talked to LaTroy Guyon. You've seen multiple reports from, Green Bay Press Gazette, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, ESPN, whatever. They've all talked to this guy, and it's just the same story. He's getting better. He's getting healthier, but the Packers have yet to clear him. You just can't rely on him yet. You can't put all your eggs in one basket with LaTroy Guyon. It's just so tough to say where he is in his recovery, whether he's going to be ready for the start of the regular season. And even if he is cleared, with missing pretty much the entirety of training camp, how big of a role could you, rely on LaTroy Guyon? You certainly have to think he couldn't play more than a few plays a game, at least in the beginning. Maybe over time he could certainly take on a bigger workload, but early in the going, boy, it's going to take some time to, get him up to speed on the Packers schemes and systems for one, and just get him, 100% healthy for two. So you wonder if the Packers may look to, the Ryan Pickett, Johnny Jolly, albeit they would have to clear a roster spot, because now is the time. The Packers have to start, getting, they have to be down to 75 roster spots by tomorrow. And they've already started to do that. They released seven players yesterday. You know, most of them, you know, people who were not expected to be, you know, contributors during the regular season. Perhaps the biggest name the Packers cut yesterday was wide receiver Chris Harper. You know, a waiver wire pickup ago, a guy who played on special teams last year but never played on offense. I kind of had high hopes for Chris Harper that he might, you know, with an entire offseason in the Packers system, he might be, you know, ready to flash because he was a fourth round draft choice last year. Looked really good in college at Kansas State, but just was really inconsistent and never could make it with the Packers. And I feel bad because Chris Harper is indeed talented, has good size, really good size for a wide receiver, 220 pounds, you know, 6'2", 220, big guy. But just, you know, for every nice catch he made, there was a puzzling drop. He couldn't put it all together in Green Bay. Chris Harper couldn't. And he's one of several, you know, who were the cuts yesterday? Quarterback Chase Reddick, fellow wide receiver Gerard Shepard, another waiver wire pickup. Inside linebacker Corey Jones. None of these guys were going to play a role, the Packers, you know, during the regular season. But the point is, the Packers do have to be down to 75 players by Tuesday, by tomorrow. They have to do it. And they're not there yet. They're still at 81, I believe, although they can place B.J. Raji, Jared Aberderis, Don Barclay, all these guys on injured reserve, and it will clear a roster spot. So maybe they do that as well, but they still have to clear space somehow in the next day or two here. Packers could do it any time. They could make some roster moves today. They may wait till tomorrow and do it. May wait till the very deadline. Maybe they're trying to get through practice today and hope they don't suffer another injury, knock on wood. We've talked about the Raji injury. Let's move on to center J.C. Treader here, who also suffered an injury during the most recent preseason game against the Raiders. Injured it, was examined by the Packers doctors on the sideline and allowed to come back in, played through the injury. You know how that goes where, you know, a player has the adrenaline flowing and the injury isn't really felt until after the adrenaline kind of goes away. And, you know, they take Treader out of the game as they took all the starters out. All of a sudden at halftime, reportedly, it starts to hurt. And they kind of figure out, well, this is a little bit more major injury here than what we thought. Maybe not major, but more significant than what they thought. Report is it's a fracture. I know that's the word from ESPN.com's Rob Domofsky. And maybe it's just a hairline fracture, something like that. I know the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has talked to Treader's agent, which characterized the injury as just a bone bruise. The word is he's going to be out several weeks. We just don't know, you know, exactly how long yet, but it doesn't appear as if J.C. Treader is going to be lost for the season for the Green Bay Packers. The word is, you know, I think people are trying to predict how long you'll be out, and it's, you know, I've heard, you know, week four, week five of the regular season, something like that. Now the Packers have to decide whether Treader is a candidate for short-term injured reserve. You know, if he's only out till week four, you know, maybe the Packers are just better off carrying him on their 53-man roster, and he ends up being a game day inactive for the first few games of the year. They have to have, you know, seven inactive players every game anyhow, mandatory by league rule. So, you know, it wouldn't hurt that much if they have to do that for a couple weeks. Now, all of a sudden, if it ends up being a little bit more significant than what we thought, you know, Treader could be out till week eight again if he's placed on the NFL's short-term injured reserve. But again, the Packers have to be choosy with who they put in that role, because you know, you only get one guy. And here, tight end Brandon Bostic, who you know was injured before this last Packers game, he could be a candidate for short-term injured reserve, depending on how severe his injury is. So Packers have a lot to weigh here. In the interim, the Packers going to go with rookie Corey Linsley at center. And that's a concern as well, obviously, because even though it may not be for the entire season, here you are, the Packers going to have a rookie out there making his regular season debut against the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle during the NFL's nationally televised kickoff game. You know, you worry that that's going to get to a rookie, an NFL rookie, that it's going to be too big of a stage for him. That's the worry, at least. Now, the good news is Corey Linsley has had a good training camp. He's performed well in preseason action, albeit against mostly backups as well. But, you know, there's a reason the Packers drafted him in the fifth round this past year. They felt good about him. They liked a guy who was a true center in college at Ohio State. And maybe that translates to the NFL in that he's comfortable at center. Now, whereas you thought, or I thought perhaps, you know, the Packers may, in the final preseason game, may sit Aaron Rodgers. You know, no reason to get Aaron Rodgers hurt, right? Well, now all of a sudden you enter this week's final preseason game, the preseason finale, and you probably want Corey Linsley to get some work with Aaron Rodgers. But the question becomes, how long? How long do you want to have Aaron Rodgers out there in the game? Yeah, you want to get him some work with Corey Linsley and, you know, having these guys work a little bit before the start of the regular season. But, I mean, the last thing you want is for Aaron Rodgers to suffer an injury. The Packers can probably overcome almost any injury on the team, as long as it doesn't happen to him. As long as they have Aaron Rodgers running the show, they're in good shape. So it's probably going to be the same type of situation that it's been for a lot of preseason games, where you speculate, you know, is he going to be out there for a series, maybe two series? Probably going to want to have him get some time with Corey Linsley just so they work together, you know, in a game environment. I have no clue how the Packers would approach this. I think people would have thought coming into the preseason finale, Aaron Rodgers may not play at all. Let Matt Flynn and Scott Tolzien go out there and duke it out for that battle that's taking shape there, which we could spend a whole lot of time breaking down the backup quarterback job as well. But a lot of injury news to get through today too. So, Corey Linsley, your starter for the time being, and we kind of continue to wait and see how long J.C. Treader will be out, if he's a candidate for short-term IR, or they just carry him on the 53-man roster. All things that we'll know by the end of the week, at least. You know, the Packers have to be down to 53 players after the fourth and final preseason game. I think it's Saturday that they have to cut down to 53. So we'll learn by then what J.C. Treader's at least short-term fate will be. But you know, if we're kind of going on severity of injury here, we went from B.J. Raji, who's out for the year, to J.C. Treader, who's out for multiple weeks, the word is. And now to linebacker Brad Jones, another starter on the Packers. The good news is, the silver lining is, he probably has the least severe injury of the three starters on the Green Bay Packers that we've just, you know, talked about, that injuries that came out of the past Oakland Raiders game. But I can understand your skepticism if you hear head coach Mike McCarthy, you know, kind of downplay an injury only to have it end up being worse than usual, is what usually seems to be the case with Mike McCarthy. And I don't know. I mean, sometimes I suppose you can understand it's just hard to get a handle on an injury just a day or two after it happens, and you don't know how bad it's going to be. But, you know, Mike McCarthy always kind of seems like he doesn't, you know, a guy's going to be back in not long, and it ends up lingering and lingering and lingering. But Brad Jones suffers a quadriceps injury. All we know right now is that he will miss the preseason finale against the Kansas City Chiefs. And you could understand, certainly, almost any injury that happens to a starter at this point, you can understand the Packers wanting to be cautious, just taking a precaution, saying, hey, he's not going to play in the next game. We'll just have him healthy for the start of the regular season. The word is they're hopeful to have Brad Jones back for the regular season opener at Seattle. Again, I get the skepticism. I get the skepticism if you don't believe that because of recent history in the Packers organization. But I suppose you can only cross your fingers at this point and hope that comes to fruition, that Brad Jones will be back. But for the interim, it appears as if Jamari Lattimore would be the starter in his place. He's the guy who replaced Brad Jones last season. The Packers sign Jamari Lattimore to a contract, just a one-year contract in the offseason. But they could have simply let him go, test the free agent market, and they didn't do that. Another guy who's pushing for playing time would be Sam Barrington. Although it just appears in the the Packers hierarchy that Jamari Lattimore seems to be ahead of Sam Barrington on the depth chart. And I just base that upon, you know, Jamari Lattimore comes in first last year, and he's been, you know, working in practice at least, been coming in, working with the starters more often than Sam Barrington. Not that Barrington hasn't been getting any time at all, and he's had an impressive preseason by most indications, but I think we're looking at Jamari Lattimore probably starting the game this upcoming Thursday against the Chiefs. You know, who knows? Maybe we'll see, and the Packers will get a nice long look at Sam Barrington. Maybe there's enough to change their mind in the final preseason game that he deserves the opportunity if Jones is going to be out for any more than just one game. But looking at Jamari Lattimore for the time being, at least you can take a little solace in that Lattimore is experienced. You know, he's going into his fourth season in the NFL, had started games for the Packers at inside linebacker last year and showed some flashes, whereas Barrington is kind of inexperienced. You know, he's seen preseason action, but has seen very little regular season action so far. So, you know, again, as I always say, we'll see. It's a situation we'll continue to monitor as the season plays itself out here, and we see how long Jones will be out. But, like I said, keep your fingers crossed. Jones, for now, only out for one game, 1 week, and maybe the news will be better in not too long. Andrew Tiller, offensive lineman, also suffered an injury. You know, he's a second-string offensive lineman who wasn't expected to be on the Packers' regular season roster anyway, but he's just another injury the team is dealing with for the time being. So that's kind of your injury update for the Green Bay Packers, taking almost up the whole length of the show, a half hour on three injuries to Raji, Treader, Jones, and how it affects the Packers, how they're impacted by these injuries, and where they go from here. Like I said, as long as Aaron Rodgers is healthy, I wouldn't, you know, the Packers have just as good a chance now as they did. I so often post these these Super Bowl odds here at Green, here at Cheesehead TV. We get the odds from Bovada, and I can't imagine the odds of the Packers winning the Super Bowl are going to go down because of these injuries, you know, or maybe they go down. They go from 12 to 1 to 13 to 1. It's just minorly impacted by these injuries. As long as Aaron Rodgers is healthy Eddie Lacy is healthy. Jordy Nelson is healthy. Randall Cobb is healthy. Clay Matthews is healthy. Julius Peppers is healthy. You know, Josh Sitton is healthy. TJ Lang is healthy. As long as all these guys are still out there, the biggest stars on the team are healthy and they're all right, you know, there's no reason to think the Packers are going to, you know, be negatively impacted by these for anything but the short term. You know, yeah, I'm worried a little bit about the nose tackle position, and the Packers are, you know, we're depending on B.J. Raji to play a big role for them this year and improve a lot. But B.J. Raji, if they're losing the B.J. Raji from last year, Packers aren't losing much, you know. And if rookie Corey Linsley pans out like everyone hopes he will, you know, maybe there's not that big of a drop-off from Treader to Linsley. And it's only going to be for a few weeks anyway. So, no, don't worry about these injuries. You know, like I said, worry about them in the short term maybe, but long term, the Packers' ability to have a successful season is still intact, no doubt about it. So, you know, I don't think the Packers are, you know, drowning their sorrows in alcohol right now, thinking everything is lost for the season. Everything they've worked so hard to accomplish is now down the drain. It's not the case. It's far from that. I wouldn't worry, folks. But that'll do it for today's episode of Railbird Central, as we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8:30 a.m. Central Time here at Cheesehead TV. Thank you, everybody, so much for joining us. My call to action, and it's just a call to action that I've had for you know several times here on the show. If you like Cheesehead TV, if you like Packer Transplants, you like Railbird Central, please go out, give us a rating on iTunes. It only helps our visibility. It helps people determine that this, you know, they come across this podcast on iTunes and they say, oh, that's a highly rated show. And we've got lots of good reviews. But if you are listening to this podcast and you have not reviewed it yet, go to iTunes, give us a review, give a short comment. I'm not telling you to write a novel, but just write one sentence how much you like Cheesehead TV. Go do that for us. We would definitely appreciate it. We don't ask for a subscription. We don't have a paywall here at Cheesehead TV. This is all we ask in return, to do something small like that for us at Cheesehead TV. We greatly appreciate if you would. So anyway, thanks so much, folks. We'll be back again on Wednesday for his weekly Wednesday engagement. Nathan Yonke of ProFootballFocus.com will join us. Maybe he'll help us break down some of these guys who will be, you know, now the Packers will be breaking into the starting lineup, these injury replacements. We'll talk about that with Nathan Yonke on Wednesday. So we'll see you then. I leave you today with a song called Can't Wait Another Day by the String Cheese Incident on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack, go.